Good morning, JGA.
Good morning. Is Terry available?
Just one moment, please.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Terry speaking.
Yeah, hi, Terry. This is Mike. I'm calling over with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good. Hey, I was calling to follow up. I don't know if you recall, but last month I had sent out an email your way about the offer we had sent out your guys' way.
Yeah.
And you're kind of interested in some of the, some more information on there. Are you guys looking to maybe get on some extra capital at this time? Or?
Yeah, I have been kind of studying a couple of different things and where I might best apply something and do some good and so on and so forth. But, you know, looking at what you guys have for working capital programs, you know, I don't see that as being beneficial to me at this point.
Okay.
I think your terms are just not good.
Yeah. Okay, so, well, yeah, I mean, what are you guys looking, if I can just get some information, I can, you know, see if I can clear it up, you know, and if that's the case, if you're, you know, if it's not something you're happy with, then, you know, obviously I won't push you, I mean, but
I hear from you guys and from others that, you know, the only thing we can do is go through a formal process, and, you know, if we have terms that aren't really what we think are going to be beneficial to us up front, why would we waste our time and yours going through a formal process?
Yeah.
You know, and I know it'll make a difference if we go through the formal process because it gives you more information, you have better metrics to follow on to and so on and so forth. But, you know, the reality is, again, if we get to the end and all of that effort has generated some terms that are maybe just slightly better than what I already saw, I don't see that as being beneficial to me again. So I think that's kind of where I'm at with it. I guess I don't know why it always seems like there's this sort of piece of mystery in there.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to be able to loan some working capital monies to somebody, here's how much you can have, here's the term, here's the interest rate, and here's how we would collect those payments. And, you know... I'm kind of simple, I guess. Kind of simple-minded in all that. And, you know, if I have a need and you guys could meet that need, that would be perfect. But I can't throw those terms on top of things and make it work. I mean, you had said to me in that email that, you know, we could get 10 to 15% of what our gross was last year. Which, you know, that's okay. That's getting there, I suppose. And then, you know, but now we have to turn around and pay that money back in like 36 months. You know, the monthly principal and interest is just more than I can deal with. More than I'm dealing with now. So need to add to my misery.
Got it. Yeah, definitely. Well, what are you guys looking to do? If, you know, maybe I can just kind of clear it up and see if I can get you something. Like a term or anything, like a better picture of the term. Yeah.
Yeah,
I guess that's kind of the main thing. I mean, it's not necessarily like the whole process. Going through the whole process is the main thing. I guess the main thing is I want to kind of just figure out, you know, what you guys are looking to do at this time to see if I can get you a better picture of what we might be able to do for you.
Yeah. Well, and what would help me the most at this point, what I've been sort of looking into with various and sundry things is, you know, what would work absolutely best for me would be some sort of a SBA-supported loan. You know, they're difficult to come by, and I don't know that I saw that you guys do stuff like that. But, you know, the SBA allows a longer term to pay back some things, and my issue is I went through hell and high water getting rid of some partners and going through a ugly downturn in the economy, and I'm carrying some debt, which I have been working diligently on getting rid of. But mm-hmm. there are a couple of my engineering consultant groups that I work with that I owe some money to that has been, you know, a long time. They've been patient. They deserve it. They need it to get whole. And I intend to get there, you know,
yeah.
whether I get there over a period of 10 years or whether we can do it, you know, right now and get them back to being engineers instead of being bankers,
yeah.
that would be preferable at this point,
yeah,
and get a banker to be a banker. You
yeah.
know, I say that tongue-in-cheek because my local banker down here won't even talk to me on some of this stuff, and I don't understand that, quite frankly. But,
got it.
But you know, we've done a lot to reduce our debt position. We just have, mm-hmm. you know, a couple of more big pushes, and I think we can get there, get this company back rolling again. And, you know, so there are some issues there, but they're issues that, you know, we kind of came by in a long period of time, and I'm not going to tell you that I don't understand that it could take a long period of time to get them gone.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, so what does it take for that? I mean, if we were looking at an amount, right now it would probably be somewhere just under 200,000, maybe 185, something
mm-hmm.
like
okay.
that. And, you know, I would need to be able to be it, for it to be beneficial to me, I need to have it termed so that I can have a payment that saves me money every month, not cost me more. And
okay.
the stuff that you sent me before, I might as well just continue paying them what I'm paying them every month, because, you know, I'm gonna get there, but it would be nicer if we could just get those guys out of the game and, you know, deal with the bank.
Got it. Yeah.
So
yeah,
that's
kind
of where it's at.
Okay. Well, yeah, and definitely, I mean, so, I mean, that does sound like the working capital is probably the best. I mean, you know,
yeah.
obviously you're saying you're making payments right now, so, you know,
yeah.
it's not necessarily that it might be the better option for you, but, you know, it's definitely an option.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we'd have to look at, like, the different terms to see what could possibly work. And I know you're saying, you know, obviously you don't want to waste time as well, but now, you're saying like the bank is not want to work. Is it due to like I know you said you don't want to go too much into it, but is it due to like is it your credit that they're not liking, or what's kind of the main kind of setback?
You know, I think that they're concerned about capital. Okay.
Capital, okay.
We have, you know, our assets.
Mm-hmm.
Office equipment and computers and a whole archive of, you know, almost 50 years of practice in this business. I mean, that's how long this company's been around. It's been 50 years. I think I'm the third president of the company.
Okay.
And, in that 50 years, and I've been president since 2004. And we rode a wave of the economy down to a point
yeah,
where
definitely.
most people would have closed their doors.
Yeah.
We did not. We stayed around. We're slowly picking up the pieces. We've had massive reductions in force, those kind of things, to try to keep things going. And you know, it's not been easy this last
mm-hmm.
4 or 5 years. But, you know, we're starting to see where we're making steady progress, let's say. But, you know, as a what I would term a blue sky company, we're an architectural firm. We design buildings. We're pretty good at it. But, you know, we have bankers who like to have hard assets that they can come and take away from you if you can't make your payments and those
yeah.
kind of. And I don't know if you guys are the same way on all this or not. I mean, your terms would represent to me that you're willing to take more risks and such. But that would mean to me that, you know, I don't have a big lot of assets or capital. I have my existing assets, and I have what we have our receivables, and, you know, that's how we get by, you know,
got
it, cash
okay.
business. So, you know, I can't put a banker at ease on things, and that's why I think the SBA programs would be good, because the SBA will back me in some programs up to 95% And you know, that's pretty good if you're taking on the last 5 or maybe even 10 or 15%, you know, of the risk, and the federal government's taking on the rest. That's pretty good stuff.
Yeah.
Why won't banks work with me on that? I don't understand. The thing I kind of get from some people in the banking industry that I'm close to is that most banks realize that SBA means a lot of work. And then they have a lot of programs and oversights that have to go through, and they don't like that. So
yeah,
whatever. Then if you're not going to give out SBA loans, then why are you offering them? You know, I'm probably sounding way more sarcastic than I need to, but
well, no, I mean, I get where you're coming from. I mean, it sounds like, you know, obviously you have like a lot of these debts, and you know, you're doing it the right way. You're wanting to pay them off instead of kind of just.
Yeah.
You know, kind of let them go. But, I mean, I don't know. Have you ever taken out a working capital loan before, or like kind of learned about it or at all, or kind of read into it?
You know, I've not taken one out. I've done a lot of study on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I guess I shouldn't say I've not taken one out. We've worked with our bank over the mm-hmm. years. We had a line of credit that we used, and it became more or less a working line that we ended up turning into, whether we liked it or not, more of an evergreen sort of approach. And, you know, we finally just said, okay, here's what we're going to agree to do. We don't get any more, we don't have any more line of credit. We're just going to turn this into a loan, and then we're going to make payments and pay it off. And,
got it. Okay.
And that's what we're doing. And we're almost done. We're getting well into that now.
Yeah.
It's been a great thing. But it just cost me. The worst case scenario for me right now is all these payments cost me a lot every month, and it would be really nice to consolidate some of this stuff and be able to make a steady payment to somebody that would be way less than what I'm paying now, but still getting it cleaned up. And,
got it. Okay.
You know, and it's going to take terms more than 3 years probably for that.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, and. You know, how many years? I mean, I look at some of these SBA programs. You know, they're 7 to 10. Holy cow, that's good stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't want 10. I want something smaller. But 3 is too small.
Okay.
I look at a simple interest calculation on I think it was $185,000 for 3 years, and it's almost a $10,000 a month payment. I can't do that. So
yeah,
that's why I say your terms are not good for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, and that's going to be the thing too, as well. But with the working capital, it is the main kind of draw with it. I mean, it is very like kind of like our ideal scenario is like a business having, you know, they can have a line of credit, but you know, we don't want them to use that for, you know, expenses, things like that. It's more of kind of just as an emergency fund. The working capital, what's kind of the main draw of it is it's going to be there's no collateral behind it. It's an unsecured loan, so you're not going to have to put up like the equipment or anything like that. It's going to be based off of your like the sales. That's kind of like the main, you know, idea. You know, if we'll kind of like part of the program, like kind of what I was like kind of sending you with the email, is we're going to want to see like the bank statements to see, you know, basically like the cash flow. That's the most important part, is the sales and the cash flow. You can, if you're able to, you know, kind of cash flow the note, you know, that's the main thing. That's going to help with the interest. That's going to, you know, basically all that plays in a factor. And you said you've been with them since 2004, and, you know, I'm sure the company's been around
actually,
even
I've
longer.
I've been with the company since 1979.
And
the company's been around since 1967 officially.
Wow, okay. Got it. Yeah, see. Yeah. And that only helps out, like, your case for, you know, better interest, better terms.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, like a business that's just starting out, we're only going to probably be able to give them those shorter terms. But a business that's, you know, that's been well established, the main things, like I said, is going to be your sales. It's going to look at your the personal credit, which doesn't play a heavy factor. It's mostly the sales, and the time in business is what we really look at as far as getting the terms together. So and if that's the case, I mean, it's obviously in your favor for what you just told me right now. How much do you guys do in sales, like a year?
You know, when we before we had the big economic turndown in 9 and 10 and 11 in there, Our annual sales were, you know, they were in the $2 and $3 million range. We had, I think, even had a $5 million year in there somewhere. But this last term since then, we've been up and down a little bit. I think the lowest we were at about 600,000. At last year, we booked just over $1,056,000, something like that.
Okay.
So, I mean, these are gross numbers, not anything.
But, yeah, and that's what we look at too, is the gross. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, this year, be perfectly honest, we're just about to 900,000 now, and we have about another 100,000 or so in receivables out right now. It's just under, it's about 93 or 94,000, something like that. So, yeah, gross again. So we have to pay our engineers and whatnot. Yeah. But you know, we've learned a lot in the last few years based on what we have to do to survive. And you know, one of those huge things for us was managing our expenses. So I built models of all sorts that I study on a constant basis to make sure that we are doing things as cheaply as efficiently as we can, and trying to manage our projects to a point where we actually make money instead of lose money, that sort of stuff. So, I mean, it's all part of being a good manager, but something that, you know, when you're 25 people, it's a different dynamic than when you're six, and that's where we are now. So.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Got it. I mean, and that, like, is having like the I know, like, obviously, like, the having that extra cash on hand and everything, like, would that, how would that, like, kind of, are you seeing like any immediate kind of I don't know, like, would that kind of help out the business like immediately, or is it kind of something that you think would, it's more of just kind of taking care of some past debts?
Well, I think if we're talking about a series of these consolidation, if I were able to consolidate the stuff that I want to consolidate, and have a note and term the way I would like to have it, you know, it could, the immediate benefit would be probably $3,000 to $4,000, maybe $5,000 of change in my cash flow on a monthly basis. And you know, it doesn't sound like a lot, but that's huge.
Well, yeah, definitely.
If I'm paying that amount out now, and you know, eke and buy, if I could turn some of that money around and utilize it for other things, including, you know, if we say we made an agreement for me to make you a payment for $3,000 a month, and if I could make a payment for $4,000 a month, I'd do it. You know, I want to retire stuff as fast as I can, because I want to get back on the top of things instead of you know, kind of skipping along here. So, I mean, so that's kind of as I see these kind of things is, you know, if we can save money, and you know, begin to put some money into a you know, futures account or whatever, but then also to make bigger payments on our debts. I'm all about that. But you know, to get my engineers covered, you know, get them out of the banking business with me. The only reason they're doing it is because they're my friends.
Yeah,
I can tell you that. It's never good to owe your friends money.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
But, you know, they've been good. They've been good about it. They could have put us out of business a long time ago, but they're smart guys, too. I mean, they understand what happens if I go out of business. They get nothing.
Yeah.
You know? So, it's, you know, it's a lot of stuff going on. There's a lot of dynamics in here that are a little unusual, but I don't know that they're that unusual that we shouldn't be able to come up with some kind of an answer on these things. You know?
Yeah, definitely.
You know? Okay. I mean, if everything were to be consolidated, absolutely everything, these guys are probably going to give me, all I have to do is ask, is some discounts on the money that I owe them. If I just say, instead of paying you a payment for the next, you know, 4 years every month, if I give you this now, will you take it as total and pay? They will. I mean, they'll save me some money overall there, too. So, I mean, there's some big benefits with that. And, you know, I can't put a number on all that right off the top of my head, but I would bet that it's $30,000-$40,000. In this. So, you know, if that could be realized, I would say that my total issue is not the 185, it's probably a little more like 300, 320, something like that.
Okay.
But, you know, again, it just depends on how we want to deal with all that sort of thing. So,
yeah,
I mean,
kind of.
You know, I'm thinking incrementally because it's smaller and that might be something somebody will work with me on. Because I would still have a payment to one of my other guys for some. And if we put it all together, it would be great.
Okay. Well, and I don't know if you kind of recall too on the email, I kind of touched base on it a little bit too as well. One other thing too, we do like let's say we are doing like the whatever term we agree on basically. As you're making payments, the main thing is, you know, you're starting off with kind of a relationship with us. We're a relationship type based bank where it's not like we're trying to just, you know, obviously just get one deal done with you. We want to make sure that you guys are set and want to, that's where we kind of, you know, kind of grow our own. We're looking to grow our own business too as well as what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to, you know, kind of get these, you know, constant customers. And what we're really looking to do is see if you can make the payments, you know, coming up in the beginning. And even like halfway down, sometimes even a little bit less than halfway down the term that we agree on, if you're showing consistent payments too as well, they are open to restructure, which is very similar to like doing a refinancing, like with a mortgage, something like that, where basically they can either, renegotiate the terms, make it either lower interest, or we can give you more money up front. Kind of waive the what's left on the interest that you had already previously, and kind of just restructure a new deal that's going to be more beneficial to you. So the main thing is we want to see that you're able to make payments consistently. We're not like a regular bank where a lot of like the big banks, what they do is they kind of anticipate, you know, their clients kind of coming up with late payments because that's where they get most of their money. For us, we're actually wanting you to pay off, you know, if you can pay off early, that helps us too as well. We can even they usually will throw in some discounts on the interest too as well. In your case, I don't know if that would be the best thing because I know you're saying you're wanting to spread it out a little bit longer than just the lower, you know, the lower terms, but just something to throw out there too. That's, you know, there are definitely some different options.
Yeah, I know we work hard to try to keep work coming in the door, but there are these ups and downs in our industry, and we know that.
Yeah.
They've always been here. I've been doing this for 35 years, and they've always been here. So,
Yeah. So
kind of keep going, but we have to bridge with cash flow monthly expense payments that we can, you know, that we can do. And that's why, you know, having too much in the front doesn't work good for us. So,
yeah.
You know, what we really need is, you know, to establish a budget for the year that we can easily do. And that's kind of what we're doing now as opposed to what some of the things we were doing before. When we had 27 people and all these projects and all this stuff going on, there was a lot of money coming in every month. But right now with 6 people, we some months have a lot of money coming in, which is great. But, you know, it's all a matter of, you know, at the end of the day, we got to pay our bills. So...
Got it. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. But I mean, yeah, I mean, I don't know kind of from here. I mean, does it sound like something you would want us to maybe look into? I mean, like I said, like that's just kind of the basic documents we would need to get kind of started. I mean, I know, you know, I know you're saying you don't want to, you know, kind of waste time if the terms aren't going to be good, but you know, like to be honest, I mean, it wouldn't hurt to kind of just see what we can get for you, you know, and if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out, but at least you kind of know, you know, what kind of options are available. You know, I mean, there's, you know, I know you're looking at the SBA loans. I don't know if you've already kind of checked in with them. I mean, you know, it doesn't hurt to kind of, you know, check around different places to see what you can, you know, possibly get. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, the SBA stuff, you know, the term and the interest rates were really favorable. I could just get somebody to work with me on it. And, you know, I don't know what they're doing there. I think they're all kind of floating around waiting for me to get my balances down a little bit further, perhaps. Yeah. But, So yeah, I've been sort of, where am I going to go from here myself, you know?
Yeah.
Because I'd like to move this along and keep it moving along and do it favorably for the company, not unfavorable. You know, which in simple terms to me is, if I sign up to some sort of unfavorable program, it's just not helping me any, you know?
Yeah.
So.
And that's the same thing with us too. I mean, like I said before, I mean, we want to get, you know, establish some relationships. You know, if we're going to get you a deal that's not going to be favorable for you, it's not going to work out. If anything, that all that's going to do is hurt us too as well. I mean, we want to make sure that we can get whoever's interested in our programs. We want to make sure it is the right program. We don't want to just give somebody a subpar program that's just going to, you know, kind of put them into more debt or more issues than they already have. So that's kind of our main thing, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, so. Yeah. So what works? If I were to tell you what I want, or do I need to go through all the steps of filling out all your papers and providing all that documentation?
We would still, like I said, in order to get like the official terms available, what we can do for you, we would still need all those the documents. All it is just basically just an application. It's a very general application. It's just a one page app. We would need the last six months bank statements, and then just your tax return. If you have your 2015 available, if you haven't gotten it yet, 2014 works as well. And again, we're just going to try. And what we want to do is just kind of try to see if we can get the best term available. I think I mentioned this too as well, you know, and then we can kind of work down from there. I mean, obviously you're going to want the highest, longest term anyways, which is what we're going to work to get. And then, because I have some customers where they want to just get like kind of pay it off a little bit faster. So we'll give them a long term and then they'll decide whatever. So that option's available too as well. If you guys need something just temporary, you know, there's all the different options available, but that's kind of the first step we would need to do is just that. So, did you want me to send you like a follow-up email with the documents that I would need?
I think I still have what you sent me before, actually. Yeah.
Okay.
I think I printed it, so.
Okay. Oh, actually, I didn't send. The only thing is I didn't send all the other things that I would need on there. I can just write. I mean, I know you kind of just heard me right now, but if you want, I can just send you another email just kind of just saying what we need.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys take credit cards as well, though, or?
No. No,
you don't. Did. Okay. Got it. Okay. That's another step you would have to do if you did, but yeah, so you're all good then.
Yeah. Anything that we, I guess there's one positive that we have right now is, you know, we work with good people, and for the most part, I won't say it's 100%, but it's in the high 90s. We send them a bill, they send us money.
Got it. Okay.
And, most of them, we work with a lot of public school districts, a lot of counties, you know, governmental sort of places, universities. They understand the value of what we do, and they understand the fact that our contract states we're going to get paid on a monthly basis, and by gosh, we send them a bill, they pay us, unless there's some kind of grumpiness about something, and we work dang hard not to ever have that. So
yeah.
We step out of our safety zone sometimes and deal with developers. Yeah, then we end up with one of those black marks in our column.
Yeah.
A lot of those guys they want all the information that you can give them, and then they don't want to pay for it. So
yeah,
we're real careful with that. Believe me.
Yeah, can't give all your what you know for free, basically. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but definitely. But yeah, I mean, just send that over in a few minutes. Do you know when you'd be able to get all this, like these documents available and send them over? Or?
You know, I'm not. I maybe have some time this weekend to look at it.
Okay.
I've got about 20 other things in the works right now. In fact, I really need to get back to my desk here.
Okay, sorry. Yeah.
But send it. I mean, I think when I talked to you once before or emailed you once before, you know, I know that you guys would like to get something like this going and get it done. For me, it's got to be right before it's going to happen at all. And, you know, if that takes a few extra days because of my schedule and because of some of the project work that I have going on right now, we're just going to have to deal with it. So
yeah. Well, yeah, no problem. And that's the thing too. I mean, it's just to get the see what we can get for the terms too as well. So I understand that you don't just have free time to just get all that info and everything. Yeah. But what I'll do is I can follow up with you maybe like midway through the week. I'll follow back up with you then. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks for your time, Terry. And let me know if you have any questions. I'll send you another email though. Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Terry. Have a good one. Bye. Have a good weekend.
Yep. Yeah. Bye. Bye.